Evening, everyone. So that we can stick with the agenda and the timing, I don't want to keep applicants waiting and public waiting. So I'm going to call the meeting to order. This is our, this is a public hearing scheduled for today at 5:30 PM, July 13th, 2021. And before we get into the actual meat of the agenda, Mr. Emmerich, do you just want to do an attendance slash roll call?
It looks like you have a full house.
You can start with Ms. Clark. She's here. All right, so seeing as all members of the board are present, we will proceed with the meeting. And it's been a while since we did these. I still think we should stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance because we're starting a public meeting.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody. And although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise all persons attending the meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. And with that out of the way, Chuck, I think I'll just start with you. Would you want to introduce the item under new business?
I'm going to pass it over to Pat.
That's fine.
I'm going to pass it to Pat. That's fine.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. But the first public hearing this evening is a public hearing with respect to the liquor license transfer from another municipality within Dalton County into Deering Township. You have an application from Carnes Prime and Fancy Food for the liquor license transfer. If you have in front of you, they've applied for the license transfer as of May 3rd, 2021. This has been advertised for a public hearing pursuant to the Pennsylvania Liquor Code. When an applicant or an owner wishes to do an intermunicipal transfer of a liquor license like this, they're required to get approval from the governing body, the municipal governing body, where it's being transferred into. And they can't apply for the license before the Liquor Control Board without having the approval from the receiving municipality. And your approval will be by...
Is your mic on?
And your approval will be by resolution in the event that the board is agreeable to the transfer. So with that, I'm going to hand it over to Ms. Friedman, who's the attorney for the applicant, Carnes Prime and Fancy Food, for this particular liquor license transfer.
Good evening. Thank you for your time tonight. As he stated, my name is Ellen Freeman. I'm an attorney with Clarity and O'Hara. We're a law firm out in Pittsburgh, and all we do is liquor licensing. So if you guys have any questions about the process tonight, I know the township has been through it before with several applicants, but if it's new to this particular board, I'm happy to answer any questions about the process. But your solicitor is correct. This is the first step of a couple different steps for Carnes in order to transfer a liquor license to their existing location in Deering Township. This being the first step, and the second step would be approval from the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board. The PLCB will do a thorough investigation into Carnes as well as that location to ensure that it would also be operated in a safe manner. But I'd like to start just briefly with introducing Carnes. I have here with me Megan Carnes. She is the Vice President of Human Resources at Carnes. So if there's something I'm unable to answer, I might pitch it over to her and see if she can answer for you guys. Carnes has been a part of the Pennsylvania community since 1959, and Carnes started out as and continues to be a family-owned and operating establishment, headquartered in Mechanicsburg. Carnes has now grown to 9 grocery stores in central Pennsylvania, and this will actually be Carnes' second location with a liquor license, pending an approval this evening. The other store with an alcohol sales in it is the New Bloomfield store. If you're familiar with that or if you've been in it, the operations in this particular store would mirror that. And as with everything Carnes has done with their business, they took their time in considering whether they wanted to start operating liquor licenses in Pennsylvania. You might be familiar with the other grocery stores in the area. They've all been acquiring liquor licenses, and Carnes has decided they want to bring that amenity to their very loyal customer base as well. Of course, they take their role in this community and all the other communities that they serve very seriously. in which case they've put together a number of different safety policies at their new Bloomfield store that they would also implement here in Dauphin County at this store on Cherry Drive. The first is a 100% carding policy, so no matter what your age, you'll be carded by an associate at Carnes in order to purchase the sale of alcohol. And this really just removes the gray area from alcohol sales. It protects their associates from not having to second guess whether someone is of age. And then in addition to that, an electronic card scanner device is used on every transaction in order to detect any fraudulent IDs as well as expired IDs, or to ensure really that someone is 21 years of age or older. Each of the associates that work within the licensed premises, so anyone who is selling alcohol, stocking alcohol, or is working in the premises, will go through the Responsible Alcohol Management Program training that's developed by the Liquor Control Enforcement Bureau. And that teaches associates how to, anything from how to card somebody, how to spot a fake ID, how to spot a visibly intoxicated person, as well as how to decline a sale in the instance that you would need to. There will be security cameras within the area that's going to monitor both the beer and wine selection, as well as the register, which will be located in a proximity close to the beer and wine selection. The store will keep its same hour, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., so alcohol sales will be limited to that time period as well. There's also a limitation on how much alcohol a patron can purchase in one sale. So they are permitted to purchase 192 fluid ounces of beer in a single sale, which is roughly 2 6-packs, and 3,000 milliliters of wine, which is roughly 4 standard bottles of wine. Now, in addition to the alcohol displays, there will also be an area for seating. So there's going to be seating for up to 30 patrons at a time. And this will be a seating area where customers can now enjoy the prepared foods that Carnes offered in that area. So the area that they're considering is potentially where the wine and spirit store is currently located. There is another wine and spirit store that's being constructed not too far away. So as soon as they vacate that particular area, Carnes will put their alcohol selection in there so that consumers can really have the same amenities that they've been offered for a number of years. As I mentioned, and I'll just put in closing on the record, that Carnes really does take this role in the community very seriously, and they would not jeopardize that reputation by selling alcohol in a haphazard manner. And so with that, we request your approval this evening. With any questions and, of course, comments from the public.
Does anyone have any questions?
I have a question just in regards to bringing in the liquor license from another municipality, so I'm not sure if that's Pat or perhaps it's you, Ellen. Are we at our limit here in Derry Township, and that's why Carnes can't get a dairy liquor license?
It would be by county.
Okay.
And yes, you're correct. The current quota has been, I'm assuming that the current quota has been hit, which is why you come and ask for permission to be in this.
That's correct. It's a county quota, but it's also because of 461 in the liquor code, there's also a municipal quota. So it's one liquor license per 3,000 residents. So based on the 2010 population in Derry Township, you were permitted 7 retail liquor licenses, and you're currently at 31. Right, the population certainly could be, you know, different now in 2020. However, most municipalities in Pennsylvania are well over the quota.
Okay, great. That's just, thank you.
Of course.
I have a quick question, not necessarily germane to the license transfer, but could you explain a little bit about the timing of when this might happen? And you referenced another standalone PLCB store, which I don't know if that's news to the rest of the board, it serves to me. So if you could just kind of just quickly go through the timing of everything and the logistics.
Yeah, it'll be a little harder to nail down. The wine and spirit store that's being constructed, the PLCB is not going to vacate the one they have until the other one's constructed. So we're sort of on a balancing act and a time waiting period for the PLCB to finish their construction. They normally have an opening date in mind. I'm not sure that they'd share that with Carnes or not, or perhaps the landlord. But let's say that next week they vacate the area. There would be a remodel period, as well as the PLCB takes anywhere from 3 to 9 months to approve a transfer application. So it could be well, you know, into 2022 before we actually get this license transferred.
Thank you.
Can I have a quick question? You mentioned there's 31 licenses out there in this community right now. Do you know what the ratio is to, say, dry goods stores and bars?
You know, I don't have that particular information.
Is the LCB included in that number, too?
No, the LCB is not included. So that 31 number is restaurant liquor licenses and eating place liquor licenses in particular.
Right.
So that's not including your hotels, beer distributors, wineries, breweries. This is just retail licenses. You can actually get all of that information. They have a database online where you can filter to exactly what you're looking for. I do have a list here. It might be outdated slightly, but I'm happy to share it with you if you'd love to see it.
No, I was just curious about the ratio.
I know that Giant has one, Weiss has one, Sheetz has one, because of course, convenience stores and grocery stores have to get the same liquor licenses as your Outbacks. And
that's what I was asking for, those type of stores, as opposed to bars and restaurants.
Yeah, they're all looped in the same category, so I'd have to go through and figure out sort of which would fall into
which. Extrapolate and give you a bit of a number just by sitting here and figuring out how many.
I would say, just based on my review of it quickly, I would say there's probably 10 licenses that are associated with grocery stores or convenience stores. Or small, you know, six cap type shops.
Right, that's the number I was playing with too. Right.
I just have one more quick question. I know initially when it was allowed for grocery stores and convenience stores to have to sell beer and wine, that seating was a requirement. Has that changed, are you doing the seating because of the requirement or because you think it's a service to your customers?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, certainly the 30 seats are still a liquor code requirement, so Cardinals would still have that. Our firm does represent a lot of the other grocery stores, and we have heard that the seating is utilized to a certain extent. So I think even if that seating is reduced, some of our clients, I haven't talked to Cardinals in particular, but they will keep some of their seating for customers.
There's another grocery store in town that I won't name that has sells wine here but does not have seating. So I'm just curious if that was still part of their requirement or not. So,
well, it certainly could be because of COVID as well. They were permitted to remove all their seating. Those requirements those restrictions have been lifted, and so technically they should have seating.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
I have just you just to confirm. So there will be eventually 30 seats proposed for the location.
That's correct.
And the area, the wine and spirits store location. So there is going to be an anticipated land development application associated with the improvement that will allow for the liquor sales on the property.
Right. Any type of approval this evening doesn't mean that they get to just do whatever they want. If there's any type of zoning, building, construction, permitting that needs to be done, Cardinals will handle that at a later date.
Perfect. That's what I was trying to
ask. Sure.
Great.
I don't think we have any other questions.
Okay.
So you can sit down.
Okay.
Thank you, Alan. Is there anyone from the public that would like to offer or place a public comment into the record on the issue of the transfer of this liquor license?
Seeing that, I think you can close the public hearing and let the applicant know that I think there is an agenda item on later on the regular public meeting for the board with respect to the resolution.
So we will. There is no other there's no public comment to offer. That'll conclude our hearing. Megan, thank you for coming. Ellen, thank you for coming. It is on our agenda for later in the meeting.